With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased once again to be joined by Anthony Marcucci, who is the coach at Winthrop High School. And Anthony, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Thank you for having me, pal. Doing great.
Tell me a little bit about this most recent game. Shawshin, a major opponent, and looks like you guys had a really good time against them.
Yeah, they had a few injuries, so they were short some people, but their girls played really hard. But we had a good game and got the stuff done that we needed.
You've been rolling along now, Coach. One of the things I've heard from different coaches who are up there at the top, and you guys are certainly up there in Division I, is a battle against complacency. Do you have that with your team? Is there any hint of that? How does that work with your kids?
Right now it's not so much complacency. It's just a matter of them kind of getting through the grind.
Mm-hmm.
The season, it gets long, especially at this point, and we're just trying to get them through the grind and have them push through some of the little nicks and injuries that they got going,
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the Hanson brothers. Oh, I'm sorry, about the triplets. How are they doing?
The triplets are doing great, having a really good year, and they're working really hard, and I'm very excited for Abby, the defenseman, who's really, really having an excellent year back there, leading us from that end. And then, of course, the two forwards are doing really well too.
It's such a great story. All right, so now in Division I, as the new power rankings have just come out, St. Mary's ended up losing a game. They've gone from the unbeatens, and you guys are still there at number four. In terms of the rest of the schedule, Coach, how do you keep your eye on the if you keep your eye on the power rankings, the league rankings, or just yourselves, what goes on?
Well, right now, the way we look at everything is every game is a one-game championship, and we're going to play each one that way. And then, as it goes along, obviously, power rankings come out, and we have a bunch of parents and coaches and people that keep an eye on that stuff. No, I don't per se, but they all do, so I'm getting the updates all the time.
I'm sure you are, and I know, and it's just, you're going to keep rolling along. I got to ask you, Anthony, if you don't mind, good Lord, goals for and goals against, is this common for you guys? Is this something that historically Winthrop has done? Because I'm just really being attuned to this stuff most recently, and 63 goals for in 11 games, and you've only allowed it 8. I mean, that's a tremendous record.
Yes, it is, but I would say that the more impressive of it is the actual scoring. We've been pretty good over the years at keeping the pucks out of our net. It was
mm-hmm.
a matter of putting some in. And this is one of the years where we've really excelled at doing that, and I'm hoping that stays going, as well as the other side of keeping them out.
All right, tell me about the competition. I mean, the upcoming game. You guys are unbeaten. You've played Peabody once. You beat them in a close game. Tell me a little bit historically about how that went and what you expect.
Well, I would expect nothing more than an absolute war in their barn. Phenomenal team. Well coached, aggressive, tough, fast. They got it all. So we're going to have to, give everything that we have plus in order to keep it in there and try to get the win.
I'm trying to look at the schedule here. Let me get that right back again. All right. So you've got that's the big one coming up. That's on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, at Peabody. And then you've got Newburyport the following on Saturday. So the schedule the rest of the way, Coach. I don't know. Do you meet that out? Do you sort of parcel it out in terms of preparation? Because you're in such a great position to win the league, finish high in the standings. What's the coach's philosophy at this point? What do you do at practice?
Well, right now we're really trying to stay focused and keep everything simple. And, just make sure we're working hard and getting, as many touches on the puck as we can. And, again, trying to stay healthy because, at this time of season,
mm-hmm.
These little nagging injuries can come up. But right now we're trying to stay healthy and really focus one game at a time because our league is, whether or not the records show, it's a buzzsaw. Everybody's tough. Nobody's an easy win. Everybody gives you a dogfight each game, so we're just every game we focus on the one that's next, and we don't worry about anything else.
Well, there have been a couple of schools have made it close for you guys, Masco, but also, of course, Peabody, Linfield, North Reading, and that was a two-goal win for you guys. Finally, I guess, do you look back on that game and get anything from it in preparation for the next one?
Well, we're just, we're always looking to change our best each and every day, and I think that every game is another story. It's another time to really go to war, and those guys are going to be ready, willing, and able, and we're going to try to make sure that we are doing just the same.
Coach, thanks for taking the time tonight. I know that you're in the middle of a very busy week, and we'll talk again, but congratulations on how things have gone so far.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Anthony Martucci, who is the coach of Winthrop High School girls hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.